This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we are ready for postseason baseball here on this Friday and opening things up for the Hilltoppers. Leading off here this afternoon is Dylan Small. First pitch delivered at 4:35. Of course, not as you hear this. You're hearing it this evening, but the conditions right now, you're looking at a temp at 84 degrees. Here's a chop foul. As Small is aggressive in the get-go. And we have a quick 0-2 count as he fouled off the first pitch as well. Pitch high and tight, 1-2. On the mound, Colton Butima. Here's a pitch fouled back. Colton on the mound, had a chance to see him against Litchfield a couple of weeks ago. He distinguished himself in that contest. Right-hander working off the wind. And boy, out that was right there, hanging out in that vicinity of the outside corner. Tough call. We got a payoff pitch here. Louis Lang does such a great job there behind the plate. Payoff pitch on the way, a key moment here early. And I apologize, I can't read fingers apparently. It's off to the eye doctor for me. That was a 2-2 delivery and just off the inside corner. Now we'll do a payoff at 3-2. And this one just above the letters and ball four.
But the runner on
in
first
Hillsboro.
Base, it'll bring up number two, the shortstop, Drake Vogel.
As its first base runner. Dylan Small will reach. And now Drake Vogel stands in. Vogel, that was really a statement game when they came back against Nokomis, and he did wonderful work on the mound in that contest. Here's the delivery, fouled out of play. Out into the trees here at this beautiful sports complex out here in Gillespie. Fouled over the shoulder. 0-1 count, the runner takes the lead at first. Vogel, right-handed batter, slightly open stance. Takes a look at a pitch outside and low. Vogel plays a mean shortstop. Looking at the pitch, he drives this one to left field. It should play for the left fielder. It drifts and drifts, but the left fielder does a great job.
Vogel flies out deep to left center field.
He's staying on top of
with
it there.
With one out. That'll
bring Frensco hauls it
in. The third hitter, number eight, third baseman, Jace Teakin.
So one down, one on, as Teakin will stand in there. Teakin checking into the box. Again, another open stance here. Takes a look at the pitch outside. Teakin working the hot corner today over at third base. Here's a 1-0. This one low and away. The runner tempted to take flight, but stays put. Catcher does a great job of keeping it in front of him. Backstop, Gavin Griffith does a great job for this minor ball club. Here's a pitch. Oh, this one just off the corner.
Count blue.
As Teakin trying to make some magic happen here. Here's a pitch from the stretch, a glance to first. And this one will fall just off the corner. Teakin based on balls.
They'll put runners at first and second for the cleanup hitter, Number 23, the catcher, Blaze Hilton.
So a pair of walks here for Colton. As we have one down here, and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers threatening early. Here's the pitch. Pitch just off there. They're talking. There's a little communication about balls and strikes between the Gillespie dugout and Mr. Lang. Civil. Pitch outside, no question about that one. 2-0. Colton Bultima. Blaze Helton on deck. Runner takes a good lead from second. Here's a pitch catching the outside corner. And that's music to the ears of Colton as he tries to master the strike zone here. He hasn't been far off. Certainly can't call him wild. Oh, there's a pitch that catches the knees. That was a wicked one from Colton. As Blaze Helton stands in there. Pitch outside and low. Helton, the catcher of record today for the Toppers. He'll chop at one. This one will go foul toward the Gillespie dugout. On deck, Declan Riggs, first baseman this afternoon. Here's a pitch. This one chopped to third. It will go foul. And we'll do it again. Hilton stands in, right-handed batter. Taps the plate, and he's ready. He's back at his office. No work at home in the game of baseball. Here's a pitch in that two-strike count, a wicked pitch. Hooked in there for a called strike. And Hilton retired on strikes. First strikeout of the day for Bultima. Now you have two outs and two on. And Declan Riggs, the first baseman, stands in there. Now Bultima having to work against a lefty batter here. Here's a chop. This will go to the first baseman. This should be out number three. A force out there. And one half inning is in the books. Hillsboro threatens, but strands two. Your score, no score after one half inning of play. The Miners of Gillespie coming up next. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, we are ready for the bottom of the first. Preston Kaler will lead it off. Right-handed batter. Takes a look at a pitch upstairs. On the mound today, Hayden Grossenheider for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. So here comes the 1-0. That pitch in there at the knees for a called strike to Kaler. Timeout, a little discussion between the coach and Mr. Lang. The DH standing on deck.
I coach at the high school level. Can't help it. Has so many girls.
Great afternoon for baseball. Just, I know it's repetitive, but just great that everything came together for this season to happen. And again, you're in the territory with multi-sport athletes, so a great finish to the school year. Here's a chopper to third, should field cleanly for the third baseman. And Kaler is the first out there.
For the first out in the inning. Building up now,
Jinx Teakin.
The designated hitter, Aiden Madeline.
Didn't rush it. Got a good arm over there at the hot corner and a 5-3 put out. Now, Aiden Madeline, the DH right-handed batter, will stand in trying to become the first minor base runner here. You're going to have to forgive me. This all this orange and black, I'm going to start switching these teams and mascots and all kinds of... it's like when Wisconsin played the Illini in basketball. Wisconsin had the red jerseys and the Illini had the orange. Everybody was a little confused. Here's a pitch upstairs and outside. Here's a delivery. This one, fly ball sky high to left center field, and center fielder will call
Madeline
for it
flies out
and haul it in.
Left, to the center fielder for the second out in the inning. That'll ring up number two, the shortstop, Cameron Hailstone.
Devin Spicer doing a great job just calling him off, and before there was even any thought given to it, and had a great track on the ball, one out. Two outs now as Cameron Hailstone comes up. First delivery to Hailstone. And a check swing. And that one is fielded by the first baseman, who will scramble and get
Hailstone
over there to make
the
play
the
unassisted. Nice job there by Declan Riggs to seal the deal.
Nobody left.
Well, one inning of play is in the books. 1-2-3 inning. As we move on to the top of the second after this, as Hillsborough will bring up their 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.
At RP Lumber, we got you covered. Cabinetry, countertops, flooring, and fixtures. We'll help you pick the products that fit your style to your budget and deliver everything right to your home. Find your nearest location at rplumber.com. RP Lumber. Think twice, call once.
Colton Bultima got out of some tense times, escaped the jam, and held the Hilltoppers scoreless in inning number one. Now Ian Malloy will start off inning number two, the DH this afternoon. Right-handed batter goes right to work up there pumping and takes a pitch, takes a look at a pitch and swings away. It's in the lower portion on that outside corner. Swing and a miss. Looks like he took something off it. And Malloy stands in. He'll foul off a pitch into the one of the neighbor's yards. You know, if you had one of those neighbors that didn't like a baseball going into their yard, this is a tough place to own a property. I had a neighbor like that. Here's a foul. Looked like a foul, a potential foul ball in the moment, but this will stay in fair territory. They'll haul it in on the infield.
There's
a can of corn for Malloy. And the pitcher will haul it in. So the pitcher of record, Grossenheider, will stand in. The number seven hitter today. He jumps on the first pitch. Gives this one a big ride. This one will sail out of the ballpark. And the Hilltoppers jump on the board first. He crushed that one. He jumped on it. Hit it to left field. And it just drifted and drifted. Grossenheider helping his own cause with a big shot.
Making the score, Hilltoppers 1, Miners 0.
And as the
due up for the Hilltoppers, 32, right fielder,
left fielder, closed in, it was pretty apparent that Frensco would not be able to make a play on that one. And that pumps up that Hillsboro dugout in a big way. You may be able to hear some of the excitement pumping out of that dugout. Again, I think that Nokomis game was a real boost for this club. If looking at a pitch inside, the next batter in the order is Matu. She's pretty aggressive up there. Chops a shot foul to the first base coach. Gavin Matouche patrolling right field today. Working out of the hole right now. And a wave got a piece of that one. So Matouche up there with two strikes. He'll have to shorten up that swing. And a wave and a miss. Colton did a great job taking something off of that pitch. Pulled the string a little bit.
Left fielder, Drew Wilman.
And Matouche, strikeout victim number two for Bultima. Now Drew Wilman, the left fielder. Wilman had that inside the park homer. You talk about a big catalyst. The number nine hitter comes in, makes an aggressive play, has that inside the park homer against Nokomis, and boy, he really lifted the team on his shoulders. Here's a pitch downstairs, a wave and a miss. Here's a pitch in the upper portion of the strike zone. He'll swing at it, a chopper handled by the pitcher. Wilman Colton Bultima takes care of it himself, unassisted. And that was a quick inning, despite the fact they put a run on the board. Hayden Grossnyder just crushing a ball to left field. And the Hillsboro Hilltoppers jump on top 1-0 after 1.5 innings of play. The Toppers in the lead. Gillespie back to business. The 4-5 and 6 hitters when we return for the bottom of the second. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, Cameron Link will lead off for the Miners, the first baseman. Right-handed batter. Looks at a pitch upstairs and inside, 1-0. One-oh delivery off the full wind. This one low and away, 2-0. As Link gets head on the count. Two-oh delivery, stroked in the left field for a single, a sharp liner. And nice job by Link to take advantage of being ahead in the count.
On first base, and number 13, the catcher, Gavin Griffith.
Link singles in his first appearance. Gavin Griffith, the catcher now. Lucky number 13 trying to move things along. Again, if you're just joining us, a solo home run from Hayden Grossnyder. Put Hillsboro on the board first. We are in the bottom of the second. The Miners now with one out. And should say no out. Sorry about that. I'm tripping of the tongue. One on. Nobody out. Runner was on his horse ready to make a gallop towards second base for a steal. But sure enough, Griffith saw something he liked and fouled it out of play. Here's a pitch from the stretch, a look to first. And the runner is on the move again. And this will be close, but no cigar. Nice toss there to second by Helton. It was on target. No hesitation, and the runner will get second base as Link shows he has some wheels. Now look to second, he gets a good lead. Here's a pitch chopped to short. And that one will be fielded cleanly. Boy.
Griffith
bounces. Vogel has such a great arm.
First out in the inning.
And, you know,
that'll bring up number five, the third baseman, Zane Cunningham.
A lot of guys feel the pressure being shortstop. You know, that key position in the infield, you can just see that he has confidence. He has a flair out there at short. Now let's get down to business here. As standing in, Zane Cunningham. Zane working third base today. Looks at a pitch well upstairs from Grossenheider. Gillespie wearing those black uniforms, orange numerals, orange letters. Hillsborough the reverse. Here's a pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. Glance to second. To the belt from Grossenheider. Fires at plate where it a wave and a miss. Pitcher and batter both bringing it in that sequence. Now two-strike count. He has to shorten up his swing a little bit. Cunningham with a runner in scoring position. Trying to avoid being out number two. Big jump at second. Here's a swing and a miss and a high, hard one. Boy, that's a battle there. And Cunningham goes down swinging.
Swings and misses and strikes out for the second out in the inning.
Grossenheider brought his best stuff.
Zach Reinisch.
Now another Z, Zach Reinisch. We'll try to keep the inning alive, maybe move the runner across. Although a dish. Reinisch patrolling right field today. Oh, here's a pitch. It catches the outside corner for a called strike. To the belt. Rocks and fires. Pitch outside. Probably a tad upstairs, too. To the right-handed batter. Here's a wave and a miss. Going for a pitch downstairs. Now he's in a two-strike hole. Reinisch will have to shorten up that swing a tad. He'll go for one in the lower part of the strike zone. Chops it to second. And, boy, great hustle to first. And
Reinisch bounces out to the second base.
Boy, that was a great play there on all.
Score, no runs
for all parties involved. Second baseman scoops it up and gets it to the on-rushing Reinisch, who gave it to us all. You know, this is postseason baseball. Everybody's going to bring their A game. Well done there as we see Hillsborough escape a runner in scoring position. Two innings of play complete. Hillsborough on top, 1-0. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Now, Dylan's back up there. As Baltimore goes back to work, Baltimore's done a pretty good job of avoiding trouble outside of one pitch. Here's a pitch fouled back to the screen. 0-2 count, a called strike on the first pitch. Dylan, first time up, walked. Was one of two runners stranded. He will drive the ball into right center field. This one will land in the gap. This one will go almost to the fence in a stand-up double for Dylan.
Dylan Smale doubles to right center. That'll put a runner on second base. For number two, the shortstop, Drake Vogel.
They are having a good time there in the Hillsboro dugout. Now Vogel stands in. Vogel flied to right his first time up. Dylan Smale stands at second base. As Vogel looks to add to a 1-0 Hillsboro lead. Baltimore looks to second. Brings it plateward. Here's a pitch. Catches the inside corner. 0-2 count. Baltimore getting ahead of the second batter this inning. Time called there. Smale gets a good lead at second. Inside pitch, and that one drove Vogel off the plate. Not chin music, just didn't get the location he was looking for, from what I can tell. Vogel with a 1-2 count. It's time once again. Tietgen is on deck. He walked back in the first inning. Baltimore to the belt. Glance to second, brings it up, and Vogel with a drive to dead center, right at the center fielder. And boy, rocket arm out there in center field.
Vogel flies out to center with one out. That'll bring up number 8, third baseman, Jace Tietgen.
Center fielder, Anthony did a great job on that one. Nice rocket arm, decisive throw. And we have one down here in the top of the third. Hillsboro on top, one zip. Baltimore off the stretch. Take something off this one. This one just dives as Tietgen swings and looked like he was on a hopeless treasure hunt there on that pitch. Is that one just looked like a plane that ran out of fuel? 0-1 count. Here's a chop right at the pitcher. Baltimore looks at this, looks at second, does a great job of holding the runner.
Tietgen bounces
did
out.
Did a great sell on
the pitcher with two outs. That'll bring up number
on the threat to throw.
Blaze Hilton.
And then takes care of business, gets a runner at first. And boy, great defensive play there by Baltimore. So now instead of a runner at third, 90 feet away, you have two down, and a runner still at second. Here's Helton. Jumps on the first pitch. This one goes to the right center gap. Lines it. And one run will score, and a stand-up double for Blaze Helton.
Helton doubles to right center. Smale scores, making the score Hilltoppers 2, Miners 0. That brings up
so Helton
30,
plates
the first baseman,
Dylan Smale. Wins. We'll get a courtesy runner in there. And an opportunity for Declan Riggs.
Thank you.
Running for Hilton, number 4, Preston Lyerla.
Pitching there. First delivery to Riggs. And they're just out of the zone. Pitch downstairs. 2-0. Ian Malloy on deck. Baltimore with a toss, and this one into the lower portion of the strike zone, and Riggs just gets a bare piece of it. Hillsboro, though, getting a big two-out hit from Blaze Helton. As they jump out to a 2-0 lead here in the top of the third. Colton Baltimore looks to second on a throw. Upstairs. Big moment here for Baltimore, trying to keep this a two-run game. Here's the delivery, chop foul. That one going over to the Hillsboro dugout. Count. Got a full count now. As here comes that payoff pitch to Riggs. Riggs will jump on the pitch. This one will fly to center. The center fielder has to retreat. But tracks it down nicely. Gillespie minimizes the damage to one run. So one run scored on a RBI double by Blaze Helton as he plates Dylan Smale to give Hillsboro another tally on the board. 2-0 your score. Bottom of the third coming up next. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Anthony Rebus stands in. He made a nice play earlier in this contest on defense. Yeah, we'll see what he can do on the offensive side of things. Here's the delivery from Grossenheider. He jumps on the first pitch. This one's sky high. The catcher trying to get a track on it. I didn't think his GPS was clicking on that ball. But sure enough, Blaze Helton retreats and comes up with the play. He basically dived backwards to come up with it, almost like an NHL goalie. And that one pumps the Choppers up again.
The left fielder, C.J. Prinsko.
So, one down now for Hillsboro. I want for the Gillespie Miners, as I said, black and orange, orange and black. It's to be problematic. Maybe I'm just getting old. Pitch upstairs to the next batter at 1-0 count. Now you work inside, and it's 2-0. C.J. Frensko, the left fielder, is on deck. Anthony Rebus getting the first out. C.J. Frensko moving on deck up to the plate. Looks at another pitch inside, and Frensko just staying ahead from the get go.
He'll put him out on first base for 26. The second baseman, Preston Kaler.
Frensko will get a base on balls. Now Preston Kaler, top of the order, returns. Jumps on the first pitch, and this one chops a slow roller stuck in that turf like a bad day on the greens of the golf course from a defensive perspective. Third baseman comes up, can't get it in time, and Kaler
brings up runners on first,
has himself a single.
With one out for the designated hitter number 14, Aiden Madeline.
Now Aiden Madeline with a chance to narrow the gap here. A runner in scoring position, two on. Key juncture here, bottom of the third. One out. Here's a pitch. In there at the knees, catching the inside corner, 0-1. Aiden Madeline fly to center first time up. Look to second. Grossnyder delivers. Oh, vicious pitch. Hooks in there for a called strike. Now Madeline in a 0-2 hole. Grossnyder from the stretch. And this pitch just off the inside corner. And Madeline will stay alive. One, two on the way. Runner looks to run. Oh, boy, that one. That pitch hit that spot. It either hit the elbow or just above. You know, there aren't many. There aren't many fun places to get hit. Tough break for Grossnyder. As, you know, you're ahead on the batter like that, and it happens. Madeline catching that baseball in an unpleasant spot. I mean, there's no favorite, there's no great spot to get hit by a baseball, but that one has a little bit of extra sting. But, as they say, Madeline takes one for the team and the bases are loaded. Hit by the pitch with a 1-2 count. Now you got Frensco sitting at third base, 90 feet away from being the first run. For the Miners, Kaler at second. Madeline shaking it off over at first, getting a big lead back to the business of baseball. Pitch in the dirt. This one gets away from the catcher, and the first runner of the day will score for the Gillespie Miners. Frensco comes home, and you have a 2-1 ball game.
Frensco scores on the wild pitch. Runners move up to second and third.
A tough
with a 1-0 count for number two.
Two pitch sequence there for Frensco. For Grossnyder, I should say, as Frensco comes home. So now runners at second and third. Standing in there, is Hailstone. Hitting to a 6-3 putout his first time up. He jumps on a pitch to left field. Crushes this one. This one will be close. And this one sails out of here. Right between the eye and the end in left center field. I thought it was going to stay in the yard. No. A 3-run shot. You talk about namesake. Hailstone hit that one, and it was just like it came out of a storm cloud. And that is a tough pill to swallow. 3-run shot from Cameron Hailstone.
Cameron Leak.
Four-two ball game. Cameron Link stands in, singles up his last time up, stole a base. What a shot! I mean, there is a. You don't see a big noticeable breeze, but I think there's just enough to carry that ball out there in left center field. A couple of home runs here today. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike against Link. Trying to start something new here. You know, what a promising start to the inning for Hillsborough defensively. As Blaze made a great play again, a Golding-style play to come up with a ball in play, a fair territory. Foul territory, I should say. Here's a shot to left center field. That's the magic spot right now. This one's another gapper. And get the pants dirty while you're at it. A sliding double for Cameron Link.
Link doubles to left center field. Puts the man on second base with the catcher, number 13, Gavin Griffith.
Gavin Griffith hitting to a 6-3 putout last time up. And this ball game has changed considerably. 4-2, suddenly that Hillsborough dugout is quiet as a church. At least in the churches where the ministers do make most of the noise. Pitch upstairs to Griffith. Pitch downstairs, low and away. Gross and I are trying to find his way here, as we'll have a payoff pitch coming up next. From the stretch. And my apologies, I am going to be honest and beg for the mercy of the court here. I get a little spoiled. I get used to the scoreboard doing the work on balls and strikes and being my tracker, but don't have that advantage here today. That was a 2-2 count, this pitch inside. And now we'll get a payoff pitch on the 3-2 count. And as we'll get a big delivery here. Rosenheider, key pitch in this contest. Boy, fouled back as Griffith was going up there pumping. Fouled that back strong to the screen. These right-handed batters with the Gillespie Miners like that left center field area. A pitch outside just off the corner. Another tough break for Grossenheider.
Runners on first and
base
second.
On balls delivered
for
to
number five, the third baseman, Zane Cunningham.
Zane Cunningham back up there.
Courtesy runner for Griffith.
Cunningham struck out his last time up.
Trenton Gill.
Trenton Gill, the courtesy runner, number 6. As a Cardinal fan, I can't help but like that number. Stand the man. Pitch low and away, 1-0. First delivery to Cunningham. Looking for that elusive second out. Pitch in there for a called strike. 1-1. And this one, pitch 1-1 delivery goes downstairs, and Cunningham goes to seek it out and can't reach it. The angler looking for a catfish, but that one was a little bit of a bottom feeder. Here's a pitch, gets away from the catcher. The runners will advance, moving on to second and third. One, I believe your count. 2-2. Again, my apologies, shaking off the rust. Getting used to working the scorebook here, so this thing will get better game by game, I promise. 2 bites. 2-2. And the ball found out of play. I want to thank the folks over here at Gillespie for the hospitality. 2-2 delivery fouled back, and this one's a battle. Grossenheider wants that second out. And again, postseason baseball is a war of attrition, trying to keep that pitch count down as well. That has suddenly become an issue this inning. Here's a pitch upstairs. Here's a chop to third, and fielded cleanly there and thrown to first. The first baseman pulled off the bag. The throw was wide. First baseman pulled off a bag. Pulled off the bag. Good call there by the umpire. Boy, what an inning of bad breaks. And Cunningham will reach on an E5. Now we have the bases loaded for Zach Reinisch, hitting to a 4-3 put out last time up. He'll jump on the first pitch, waving a miss. Grossenheider changing things up a little bit there. Pitch downstairs. Gets away from the backstop, but he's able to keep it in front, keep it close, and the runners will stay put. Grossenheider trying to keep it a two-run game here. Here's a pitch. And this one will go outside. Two and one count. Here's a chop. This one should go out of play foul. Moves the count to 2-2. Anthony Rebus on deck. Here's a can of corn that should play for the pitcher. Fights off the sun and hauls in out number two.
Pops out to the pitcher on the infield fly. The big base is loaded. For number seven, the center fielder, Anthony Rebus.
Big break there for Grossenheider as he comes up with it. Here's Rebus who started things off. Popping out to the catcher. Looks at the first pitch, upstairs and inside, 1-0. Runners, as far as leads, pretty conservative right now. And the 1-0 will go upstairs and outside, 2-0. Now this forces Grossenheider to make more difficult decisions with his next pitch or two. Here's a shot foul. Out of play. 2-1 count. What an inning as we have gone through the order on the Gillespie side. Rebus batting for the second time this inning. Here's a pitch through the right through the bullseye. And 2-2. Grossenheider a pitch away from getting out of this, but we've seen Hillsborough already generate a big two-out hit already today. Here's a swing and a miss. And Rebus goes down on strikes up there pumping. We have played three. What an inning, though, as the Hillsborough Hilltoppers put four runs on the board. Cameron Hailstone with a three-run homer, and 4-2 is your score as the Miners have rallied. Top of the fourth coming up next. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.
Postseason high school baseball and softball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you in part by the Cravania Funeral Home and Crematory with locations in Gillespie, Bunnell, and Bunker Hill. And by Hiller Sheet Metal, your American-made York heating and cooling dealer in Hillsboro. Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
At Mark Stearin State Farm Office in Litchfield, we focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, or life without having to give up college. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield, at 217-324-4120 and put the life back in your life insurance.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See me, John Blank, at 300 South State Street in Litchfield for a free insurance review.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Ian Malloy stands in as the Gillespie Miners go back to work, and Colton Boltema with a maybe a little different demeanor up there now with a two-run lead. He will battle Ian Malloy here, who popped up to Boltema his last time up. Wines fires and a pitch shot in the left center field. Boy, that was a mean liner. That was a weapon of mass destruction. And well, trying to send a message the there.
Puts one hand on for the pitcher, number 21, Hayden Grossenheider.
That was a wicked shot. That was a golf shot, like a nice 7-iron there. Teed it up beautifully. Jumps on the first pitch, and Malloy is on. Hayden Grossenheider. He hit the other round tripper today, and that round tripper wasn't much question about it. He crushed it. Hailstone hit a nice shot, but it had to sail a little bit. The outfielders looked like they had hope initially.
Seven? Thank you.
At first base, pinch runner, number seven, Devin Spicer.
Devin Spicer in there as the courtesy runner. Boltema delivers to Grossenheider. Grossenheider with a wave and a miss as Boltema took something off there. From the stretch, another swing and a miss. Oh, 2 countdown for Grossenheider. Here's a chop to the third baseman. And boy, just a great quick throw. Throw was a little tricky, thrown in the dirt, but a great job to scoop it over there at second base.
Spicer is out.
They'll get the lead runner.
Runner on first.
Grossenheider on a fielder's choice.
Gavin Matouche.
Gavin Matouche in there struck out his last time up. Runner gets a jump at first. Here's a pitch downstairs, 1-0. Left-handed batter trying to make some noise against a righty here. Looks at a pitch just off the inside corner, and we're starting to see that Hillsborough dugout come back to life a little bit. Things got a little silent after a four-run half inning. Here's a mile-high fly ball fielded by the third baseman.
The fly is out to the third baseman, and that'll be the second out in the inning. That brings up number 22, left fielder Drew Willman.
Zane Cunningham doing a great job to stay up with that ball. That one looked a little tricky. Looked like the wind was playing games with the baseball, and he did a great job to stay on top of it. And two outs now for Hillsborough. Drew Willman, like I said, had that big inside the park homer earlier this season in the broadcast a couple of weekends ago on Nokomis. Takes a wave and a miss, swing and a miss at the first pitch. Right-handed batter, the runner gets the jump at first. Here's a pitch, runner on the move, chopped to short, vicious chop, and this is going to be a race to first. And a race won by the shortstop. He gets the ball.
Shortstop for the third
right there just in time to retire the speedy Willman. Great defensive play there from the shortstop, Hailstone, as he shuts down the inning. So Gillespie maintaining momentum. They are up 4-2 as we prepare to head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.
Summer savings are in full bloom at Hicks Maytag in Gillespie. Stop in today or shop their new website at www.shophicksmaytag.com to see the latest in Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and Amana brand appliances.
Whether it's a new roof for the garage, resheeting that old barn, or a new metal roof for your home, call or come by Hawkeye Steel. Hawkeye Steel also offers steel frame buildings from garden sheds up to pre-engineered livestock, agricultural, or multi-use buildings. Conveniently located on I-55, exit 44, or call us at 866-999-7880.
Remember winter. Were your windows drafty? Is your storm door ready to let the spring breeze blow in and let the light shine in? With top quality energy efficient brands, RP Lumber can fit your style into your budget. Find your nearest location at rplumber.com. RP Lumber. Enjoy the view.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
See me, John Blank, at 300 South State Street in Litchfield for a free insurance review.
WSMI FM 106.1.
CJ Fensco scored his last time up. Really a big spark plug in the rally. For the Gillespie Miners, looks at the first pitch. 1-0. Left-handed batter. As Grossenheider hangs tough, hangs in there. Pitch upstairs and away, 2-0. Hillsborough looking to rally after a big three-run blast from Cameron Hailstone. Change the tone of this ballgame. Here's a pitch downstairs, 3-0, as Grossenheider trying desperately to get ahead of the hitters here this afternoon. Three-oh delivery. Pitch in there on the outside corner for a called strike. Full wind now coming up on the 3-1. As he'll catch the outside corner and a payoff pitch on the way. To Frensco, who's done some damage, is the number 9 hitter today. That pitch catching the inside corner Frensco thinking it was going inside. Pulled by the pitch a little bit, ducks away. And that one winds up in the zone. A big moment there for Grossenheider. One down as Hillsborough tries to look for a little rally energy here. Back to the top of the order, and Kaler. Kaler jumps on the first pitch. This one should play for the catcher. No, it will sail out of play. It looked promising for Blaze at first, but it just carried into the stands. So, Kaler aggressive. And aggressive baseball has paid off for the Miners here in a big way in this rally. Kaler back in there, singled last time up, came home on that big three-run blast. There's a pitch on the inside corner. And an 0-2 count. As Kaler looks to stay alive. Leadoff batter here for the Miners. Shortens his swing. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss.
Kaler strikes out swinging for the second out in the inning.
As Grossenheider pulls a string.
14, Aiden
can you
Madeline.
Talk about something that could give you a boost? Back-to-back strikeout certainly can do that. Here's Madeline. Well, he paid a price taking a shot off the elbow, and that really, that was a big turning point. He goes up there pumping, fouls it back to the screen. But he was on the wrong side of a 1-2 count, and then took that baseball just above the elbow, and he was off to first base. And the complexity of the inning changed. Here's a shot to center field. Should play for the center fielder straightaway center right at him. And a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. We have played four complete. Your score, Gillespie 4, Hillsborough 2. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, we're back to business here in the top of the fifth inning. Hillsborough still trailing, but a little bit of momentum here. The 1-2-3 inning, a couple of strikeouts, certainly helping there. Dylan Smale doubled and scored his last time up. And he goes up swinging away. Fouls it out of play. 1-0. Or 0-1. Boy, I'm telling you folks, this will get better. Little by little. Pitch in there for a called strike on the inside corner and at the knees. 0-2. Baltimore has been strong of late. Here's a chop to third. Oh, that's a mean hop. You can't blame that one on the third baseman. That ball just died. Just lost altitude and says, you know what? I'm going to clock out. My day is done.
That'll bring up the number two, the shortstop, Drake Vogel.
I'll call that a single.
Changes in the field for Gillespie. Number one, Tristan Wargo is at second base. Kaler
Cunningham
goes
just
to third
had
base. And Cunningham is in left field.
Cunningham just moved out to left field. He made a change there at third, but that's a tough play for anybody. Now Drake Vogel, runner, takes the lead to first. We haven't seen a lot of throws to first, but Baltimore will make that throw to keep the runner honest. And again, trying to protect that two-run lead. Vogel stands in. Pitch from Baltimore in the lower half. Not quite in the strike zone there. I want to know, Vogel, a couple of nice drives, but flying out to right field and center today. Looking for his first hit of the day. And he'll offer a swing and a shot that finds its way in the right center for a single. We'll send the runner to third, and big hustle from Vogel. He was on his horse, looked like the Kentucky Derby. and he takes second base.
Double to right center.
You know, that was...
The runner is on second and third. For number eight, the third baseman, Jace Teakin.
That ball slowed down a little bit once it got to the outfield, and he took advantage. He was running and gunning. And you talk about making your own luck. Vogel playing some aggressive baseball, getting a double and earning it, beating the throw. Runners now at second and third, and no one out for Jace Teakin. Teakin looks at a called strike. Teakin grounded to the pitcher last time up, walked and was stranded earlier. Runners take their leads. And Colton delivers upstairs and inside. Count evens up at 1-1. From the stretch, Baltimore. Teakin offers at it, but appeared to pull back on the bat. They'll go for the appeal to first. They'll say no swing, and that will be ball number two. 2-1 count, and Baltimore talking things over with Gavin Griffith. As Hillsborough has the go-ahead run at the plate, third baseman Jace Teakin. Here we go from the stretch. Pitch in there. Shot the other way to right field. That will drop for a single. One run will come home. We have a 1-1 ball game. And a play at the plate could be on the way, but no. They'll cut it off at first, and we have a tie ball game on a 2-RBI single.
It'll make the score.
From Jace Teakin. What a ball game here this afternoon.
With the man on first base, building up the catcher, number 23, Blaze Hilton.
Now Hilton stands in there, doubled his last time up. And a pitch in there for a called strike. Blaze Hilton struck out his first time up before that big double. Oh, that pitch just off the outside corner, and the count will even up at 1-1. Four all ball game, a thriller here at Gillespie. And this one in at the knees for a called strike, and now Hilton in a 1-2 hole. Baltimore trying to take advantage of being ahead on the count. Big situation here. This one just out of the zone. Runner will gallop to second as he gets a good jump and will collect the stolen base. Ball downstairs, 2-2 count. As Teakin, you know, just classic base running. Got a good read, got a good lead, and the rest is history. And now he has a good lead at second. Here's Elton offering it a pitch outside. As Baltimore took something off, just a nasty
Hilton
pitch.
Strikes out swinging for the first count in the inning. With the man on second, that'll bring out number 30, the first baseman, Declan Riggs.
So now one down and a runner in scoring position as Riggs stands in, struck out in a duel his last time up. We're going to have a conference here with Mr. Baltimore, and I would love to tell you that I could keep track of the pitch count. I barely keep track of my fuel in my tank, my bank balance. So keeping up with the pitch count and who has to do what with it in the IHSA rules of today, I don't have that level of multitasking ability. Again, Riggs 0 for 2 today, trying to get his first visit to the base paths. Left-handed batter jumps on the first pitch. This one down to left field line, foul. Yeah, and turf looking great out here. Getting lots of TLC from the staff out here at GHS. Riggs 0-1, the count. Baltimore steps off. What's another chat with the catcher?
Ooh, this is not fun.
What are they talking about? Are the fish biting? I don't think so. I think they're talking about the matters at hand. Here's a delivery outside. 1-1 count. One delivery. And this one lined just wide of the second baseman. And another runner will come home. And Hillsborough's back on top. Declan Riggs with a single.
Riggs with a single past the second baseman to right.
Just wide of the second baseman.
Runner will score.
And that will send Tekin home.
Five.
And we have a 5-4 ball game. A three-run inning here for the Toppers.
Ian Malloy.
And we will have a pitching change.
Thank you. Now pitching for the minors, number 22, Bryce Booz.
Bryce Booz in there, and boy, he is a is a tough customer.
Freshman.
He is a freshman, but boy, he sure doesn't play like it. He impressed in a previous broadcast over Litchfield. And a right-hander coming on to try to shut down this Hillsborough offense as we have seen momentum swing the other way. 5-4 your score after the big RBI single from Declan Riggs. And a great building experience,
again,
you know, when you think of
Hilltoppers, the designated
guys who played for you 4 years. What a lost opportunity if we couldn't have had a baseball season, or if we would have had a season without a postseason like other sports. So special to see this opportunity for Booze.
Thank you.
Now Malloy steps in. Malloy singled his last time up. And was cut off on the way to second on a fielder's choice. Here's a pitch inside, gets away from the catcher, but only has to retreat 3 or 4 feet. And the runner will stay put at first. Malloy, the big right-handed batter, stretches that back out and raises that back elbow and is ready to attack, and he slices it to right field. It drops in for a single. Here's a throw that goes wide. Boy, the shortstop does a great job of corralling it.
Malloy,
throw from the
right
outfield. Could have gotten away, but...
puts runners on first and second. For number 21, the pitcher.
Nice play there by Hale Stone.
Rosenheider.
So a couple of couple of hits back to back here. As Grossenhider, who homered earlier, would like to help his own cause. Hayden looked like he was on the ropes at times, and then he got back-to-back strikeouts on the mound. And body language, you know, he doesn't share too much of those inner feelings in body language terms, as I know some of the new-age sports guys like to talk about, but has to feel a little more loose right now. Takes a look at the first pitch for ball one. Who's trying to help Gillespie through this challenging fifth inning? Here's a pitch upstairs. 2-0, and again, a youngster, a starter by trade, trying to make things happen in the bullpen, a different discipline for sure. Here's a pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike, make it 2-1. Runner takes the lead at second. Pitch inside. 3-1. What a game. 5-4 Hillsborough. 2-0 Hillsborough, then 4-2 Gillespie, now 5-4. Here's a pitch on the outside corner. And a huge payoff pitch coming up next. With a pair of runners on and one out here in the top of the fifth. And Hillsborough up by one. From the stretch, booze. Oh, here's a pitch, they say, just off the corner.
Man.
And one of those tough borderline calls. And that will send Grossenhider
back in. Bases for number 32, the right fielder, Gavin Matouche.
And heading off to first base with the base on balls. Now one down, and yeah, the base is loaded. And a conference with booze. A lot on the young man's shoulders here. Gavin Matouche looking for his first hit of the day, or at least the first visit to the base paths. I'm sure he would be happy with the walk as well. But, of course, guys would rather make things happen with their bat. Another left-handed batter for Booze to work against. From the stretch, his pitch gets in the dirt, and a great job to stay in front of it by Griffith. Glance to second in the throw upstairs. And it's 2-0. Booze in an uncomfortable spot, like a shirt three sizes too small. Here's a pitch, boy, at the letters outside corner. A strike to build on from there. Booze winds and fires, a wave and a miss. And a 2-2 count. Two-two offering headed this way. Here's a drive down the left field line. This one's trouble. This one gets out of the reach of the left fielder. It will drop fair. One run will score. Two runs will score. And a play at the plate. And a runner's out.
Matus with a two-run double to left field.
Two-run double for Matus.
Rosenheider was out at the plate with two outs. That'll bring up number 22.
Great throw to get the lead runner and keep this game within reason. But you have yourself a 7-4 game. Hillsboro on top. And you feel for Booze as Matus just, he found that sweet spot in left field, and that ball was just elusive. The left fielder couldn't track it down. It dropped. And we'll have another pitching change. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. We encourage you to check out the sports show tomorrow. It will be live tomorrow at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in advance of the big bicentennial. The bicentennial going on from 11 to 7 tomorrow, but I will join Tim, David, and company for a special event, and I had a chance to look at the Arts and Crafts building. I had a chance to talk to Patty Whitworth and Donna Yeske, and boy, some folks have really done a great job. Some historical lessons, not only from the distant past, but the recent past as well. And, boy, a lot of community spirit out here in Montgomery County. And the 20 towns in the county, big and small, represented well. So looking forward to that.
Changes for the minors on the mound. Number 23, Cameron Link. Going to left field, number 22, Bryce Booth. Going to first base, number 5.
So the change, Bryce Booth Zane will move to left field. And Cameron Link will take to the mound. So a 7-4 ball game. What a wild one here at Gillespie. Link, a big right-hander here, trying to keep the deficit at 3. Yeah, Booz is an impressive young man. That's a tough spot for a freshman to come into. And, you know, they didn't exactly rock him. Just sometimes the baseball just lands in the right spots. But Hillsboro, some aggressive hitting. I mean, they have gone up there hacking away. This is not an afternoon of Punch and Judy baseball. Both sides are out there aggressively. Even though we saw a 2 RBI hit where he did go the other way. In this inning for the Hilltoppers. Five runs scored by the Toppers here on the top of the fifth.
Once again, up for the Hilltoppers.
And looking at your third pitcher of the
number
inning.
Number 22, the left fielder, is Drew Willman. And doing the pitching now for the minors, number 23, Cameron Link.
Drew Willman stands in, looking for his first hit of the day. Hit to a 6-3, put out a close one. Last time up. Photo finish, as they say in horse racing terms. Here's the first delivery. Link goes up there. Boy, fires a mean fastball. And Woolman with a swing and a miss. In his warm-up pitches, he was looking to find a spot. It was having a problem with the zone, Link, but once we got down to the business of pitching for real, it's almost like Allen Iverson. He said, practice? And once The umpire said we're getting back to baseball, play ball. He's done a fine job. Here's a ball fouled out of play, an 0-2 count now for Wilmot. Link brings more heat. This one goes downstairs for ball one. Runner 90 feet away. As Hillsborough would like to have a four-run cushion. Here's strike three. Gets away from the catcher. Throw to first, and he's
Wilmot
out of there.
Strikes out to end the inning.
Catcher Griffith didn't handle it initially, but made a nice recovery and made the putout over at first base. Well, five runs scored in that inning, and what an inning for the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. We will bring you the bottom of the fifth, but right now the Toppers in command, leading 7-4. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Cameron Hailstone will lead things off. He hit the big blast earlier, the home run that changed this game for a time, and he's looking to start a rally here. 1-for-2 on the day. Looks at the first pitch upstairs and inside. Got that slightly open stance, ready to attack. Jumps on the pitch. This one will go to a shallow center. Center fielder does a great job to track it down. That ball looked like
first
trouble.
Flies out to the center fielder for the first out in the inning. That'll bring up number 23, the pitcher, Cameron Link.
Cameron Link stands in there now. Link singled and stole second and stroked a big double last time up. Fouls the ball out of play, jumping on the first pitch, 0-1. Takes a break outside of the box. He's back in there. Comes the delivery. A sharp chop to short. And a nice throw from the ever-reliable
Link. Bounces out to short for the second
Drake Vogel.
That'll bring up number 13, the catcher,
Gavin
Griffith.
Vogel is a master over there at shortstop. Griffith stands in. He walked his last time up. Jumps on the first pitch. Hits this off the shin of Grossenheider. Boy, this looked like a game of Plinko on Price's right. Off the pitcher and then off the shortstop's leg. And
Griffin hits a single off the pitcher's leg.
That one was a sight to behold. A little bit of pinball here at the park.
Griffith is number 6, Trenton Gill.
You know, the
number 5, the first baseman.
The gods of baseball give it and they take it away.
Cunningham.
A couple of nice breaks there as Griffith keeps the inning alive. But he singled sharply. We'll call it. I'll call it a single. And that will bring up Cunningham. Looks at a pitch. Just out of the zone. Count 1-0. 1-0 delivery. This one will be fouled out of play. Off to the Hillsborough side. Runner was making that jump. Getting ready to take off from the runway, but he'll retreat. 1-1 count. Pitch inside upstairs. Two and one to Cunningham. Here it comes upstairs. 3-1 your count. Three-one on the way. Here's a wave and a miss, and did not. Get hold of that ball the way he would have liked to. That had potential. Now you have a payoff pitch on the way. As Gillespie trying to tear into that three-run deficit. Here's his shot. This one should be in the foul territory. No, it will stay in fair territory down the line. And that one looked like trouble. It was swirling. It was moving. The left fielder hung in there with it and made the big play to shut down the inning. So Zane Cunningham with a nice drive, but no results there as 5 innings of play in the books. Hillsboro Hilltoppers on top 7-4. Sixth inning on the way. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. We are back top of the sixth. Dylan Smale stands in. And Smale jumps on the pitch sky high to center field.
Flies out to the center fielder for the first out in the inning. That'll bring out number two, the shortstop, Drake Vogel.
So now Drake Vogel doubled and scored last time up. Takes a look at the first pitch downstairs, 1-0. Cameron Link back on in relief, third pitcher of the day. Gillespie trailing 7-4. Here's a pitch that gets away, 2-0. Just sails well outside and upstairs. And a pitch down just below the kneecap level. And we have a 3-0 count. Here's that 3-0. And a four-pitch walk to Drake Vogel.
Vogel with a one-out walk. That'll bring out number eight, the third baseman, Jace Teakin.
Here's Teakin, scored his last time up. And after a big two RBI shot, hitting the other way. Vogel takes his lead at first. From the stretch, Link. Here is a shot, this one to right center field. This could drop, and a center fielder can't come up with it. Runner is on the move, and he will circle the bases.
As another run scores, Vogel will score.
Will make the trip around 270 feet.
Hilltoppers 8.
To get run number 8.
Four. It'll bring up the catcher, number 23, Blaze Hilton.
So Tinkin makes it to second. Tough ball to field there for the center fielder. And now Blaze Hilton with a chance to maybe get an insurance policy here for the Toppers. Link looks to second, fires. And a wave and a miss by Helton. Quickly in the hole there, 0-1. From the stretch, the 0-1 delivery. This one well outside. 1-1. Helton struck out his last time up, had a big double earlier. And here's a pitch in the dirt. And the runner will make the jump to third. That's kind of a... That's a tough call. It probably split up the responsibility on that one. Not that they allow you to in the official scorebook. 2-1 count. And here's that 2-1 delivery upstairs and inside. 3-1. Run number 9, 90 feet away. Hillsboro with a 4-point edge, rallying from two runs down. Here's a shot. Should be fouled out of play. The delivery from Link. Runners, they play him in. And here's a wave and a miss. And Helton, a strikeout is Helton Douglas something.
The second out in the inning.
And the lower
number
half
30,
the zone.
First baseman, Declan Riggs.
And now you have two out. For Riggs, who had that monster hit. Pitch on the outside corner for Riggs. Takes a look at strike one. From the stretch, on the money. Much of the game here, but that one will go low and away. 1-1. Riggs wanted to attack that one, but that went upstairs in the zone, and he backs off with a high, hard one, and 2-1 is your count. Here's a shot headed for the Hillsboro dugout, a little chopper. Toppers are ready for it. Although it looked like Vogel could have been on the wrong side of that, but an alert teammate keeping the baseball from causing any unwanted trouble. 2-1 offering from Link. Pitch outside, 3-1. Pitch outside and upstairs, and a base on balls issued to Riggs.
Riggs walks, so that'll bring up runners on first and third for number 20, the designated hitter, Ian Malloy.
Every batter is crucial here. You're down to six outs on offense. So... Ian Malloy, who singled and scored his last time up, is the latest threat. Back-to-back singles from Malloy after he popped up to the pitcher. Here's a pitch outside, 1-0. Righty to righty here. Malloy, the big right-handed batter. Look to first. Throw from the stretch. And this one will catch the batter on the meat of the arm. And he says he's going to wear that bruise with pride.
By the pitch.
Took one for the team.
They'll load the bases for the pitcher, number 21, Hayden Grossenheider.
you almost have to prepare yourself for how you react to that. You don't want to see, you don't want them to see you wince. Like Tom Hanks said, there's no crying in baseball. So you almost want to have that, I meant to do that thing going on. And now this is a dire situation for the Miners now as the bases are loaded. A couple of free passes heading into that hit by pitch. A couple of walks and now a hit by pitch as Grossenhider hanging tough in there. He was struggling at times on the mound, but home run at the plate, and he's bounced back in a big way. Looks at strike one. Here's a swing and a miss as Link throws a pretty wicked pitch that takes a little speed off and just floats away. 0-2 for Grossenhider. Walked his last time up. Link looking to escape. That pitch, though, low and away, 1-2. Matusha had a big hit last time up on deck. Here's a floater. This gets out of the reach of the catcher. Another run will score, and a runners will advance.
Runners move up 90 feet.
I think Griffith was thinking about his next move, and you know your head gets in three or four places. And
one run scores for the Hilltoppers, making the score 9-4, Hilltoppers.
Another big break for Hillsboro, making their own luck. Tekin comes home, 9-4 ball game. Here's a pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Miners are out of the inning as Grossenhider strikes out. But, boy, the damage is done. Two more runs, and your score 9-4, Hillsboro on top as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, we're here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and time is of the essence for the Gillespie Miners, now down by 5. Zach Reinisch in there. Grossenhider going to distance so far. As he has bounced back from a Gillespie rally and is in charge right now. First pitch out of the zone. And here's a shot down the left field side. And that will go into foul territory out of the reach of the outfielder. One and one count here to the batter. Reinisch offers, chops it foul. Just wide of first base, wide of the first base coach. He'll get a little extra unwanted workout. Doesn't seem to be complaining. Better man than me. Here comes a 1-2. This one forces Helton to reach a little bit to get up to speed with the baseball. Here's a pitch. Catching the outside corner. In there for a called strike.
For the first out
and right now, Grossenhider is in the zone.
Number 7 to center fielder, Anthony Rivas.
Anthony Rivas trying to start something here for the Miners. Here's a pitch low and away. Grossenhider trying to close it out here. Rebus offers it that one, gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen. Two strike count now. 1-2 your count. Here's a pitch catching the outside corner. I will take back that apparently. A 1-1 count. So now a 1-2 count as the outside strike is called. Here's a shot valve back to the screen. And it remains 1-2.
Stay back. Here we go. Take it
out.
We say 7.
The right-hander, Grossenheimer, delivers. Another ball fouled out of play. Fortunately, the neighbors don't have a beware of dog sign. That's always helpful.
Thank you. Here we go, Tito. Home, baby.
At least not one I've seen. You'd hate to find out the other way. 1-2 count for Grossenheimer. Trying to retire Rebus. And that pitch just blowing away. Rebus, one of 5 strikeout victims today for the Miners. This pitch, the payoff pitch inside.
Rebus walks.
And low.
That'll bring up number 15.
And Rebus will get a free pass. That'll
bring up number 15, C.J. Frensko.
C.J. Frensko standing in. Frensko walked and scored as a big catalyst in that bottom of the third rally. Scored the first run for the Miners today.
Let's go.
Boy, and he takes one on the shoulder blade. Oof. Well, we've seen some.
Frensko was hit by the pitch.
We've seen some carnage today. Three.
Puppet runners at first and second. The leadoff man, number 26, Heston Kaler.
Three of the HBPs today. Those were not the Grays New Jersey variety. They will leave a mark. Some young men will have souvenirs that you can't buy from the IHSA. Let's just say that. Green, blue, yellow, you know those crazy colors those bruises can be. Another conference at the mound. Couple of runners on here. Frensko shaking off that shot, boy, in that vulnerable spot of the torso. Gillespie down by 5. And now they're back to the top of the order. Preston Kaler had a great duel last time but struck out. We haven't seen a shot to left center of late. A couple of homers there today.
Here we go.
Kaler can make this a 2-run ball game. Runner takes lead at second, another lead at first. Pitch inside, 1-0. Kaler singled and scored on that 3-run homer by Hailstone. This pitch. Just out of the zone outside and low 2-0.
Here we go, Prez.
It's downstairs in a big way, 3-0. Runners again at first and second. Rivas at second. Frensco over at first. Runners on with free passes. And the charity continues.
For number 14, the designated hitter, Hayden Madeline.
As Kaler gets a base on balls, and we have the bases loaded. And I believe that will be the end of Mr. Grossenheider's day on the mound. As he will find himself, I believe, in the middle infield. Waiting for his final destination. What an outstanding afternoon. He really battled back and showed some character here today. Just like a car, though, when you run out of gas, you run out of gas. And in a game of baseball, when you go to the gas station, you
now doing the
switch vehicles.
For the Hilltoppers, number 30, Declan Riggs.
Declan Riggs will move up to the mound now. Yeah, the Gillespie EKG is moving just a little stronger right now. So Rick steps in there, a left-hander. It's really interesting to watch him pitch. Goes to that full wind and he really gets some momentum there, gets some torque there out of the wind. Not especially a fast windup, but that that lead leg, that plant foot, does a full pivot and then some. So a huge moment here for Madeline. If he gets the right pitch in the right place, we could have ourselves a one-run ball game. Here's the first delivery. And this one in there on the outside corner for a called strike. Madeline flew out to center last time up. Was hit by a pitch earlier in a not-so-sweet spot. And the 0-1 delivery, low and inside, 1-1. One-one pitch inside and low. 2-1 count. Things getting interesting here again. Just when you thought this one might be over. Pitch outside and low. 3-1 count to Madeline. And there's a pitch just outside. And a free pass is issued.
Rivas will score. That'll put the bases
that
in.
That will drive home the run.
Two,
Rivas will come home.
Cameron Hailstone.
You have a four-run ball game. As free passes are a nightmare right now for the Hilltoppers. 9-5 game. Hailstone has already delivered a big three-run homer. Wouldn't mind having history repeat itself, and he's looking to do just that. He goes up swinging a miss. Could have used him as a power source, a wind turbine on that swing. A little renewable energy for you fans of that business. Here's a pitch catching the outside corner, 0-2. I'm a fan of whatever lowers my power, though. 0-2, your count. And a big moment here as Hailstone is behind. He stretches this one to center field. One run will score. And another runner on the move. It gets away from the center fielder. And a runner will stay put at third base. What a game, what a game. Hailstone, just lunch today. Big homer. And 0-2 count. He delivers that sharp. That'll bring out extra base hit, drives home a couple.
Winners on
folks, this
and
one's
third.
Not over.
Keep it going, Kim. Let's go. Keep it home, kid.
Number 23, Cameron Link.
This Gillespie crowd coming alive here.
Hope this kid's right here. Let's go.
As we have a two-run ball game. Cameron Link is the go-ahead run at the plate. Takes a look at ball one. And ball two, this one low and outside. 2-0. As Cameron Hailstone comes through in a big way again for the Miners of Gillespie. Two-run ball game. Here's the delivery. This shot is fouled down the right field side. Should be out of play, and it is. 2-1 count to Link. Link singled and doubled today. Hit into a 6-3 his last time up. Cameron Hailstone, that's a smart hitter. He's not just aggressive and bold up there. Here's a pitch just off the inside corner, 3-1 now. The count to Link. He could tie the game, or if he puts it out of the park, give Gillespie a rally to remember. Pitch outside. Pushed the count to 3-1.
Hey, go that way with the 2-3.
And Riggs.
Go, right
here, has his hands full here. Here's a chop to short. They should get the lead runner. They'll just go for the sure thing.
Link grounds out to short. Madeline scores on the play, making a score.
Here we go, good
one,
man.
One runner will
Miners eight.
Come home.
They'll bring up the catcher, number 13, Gavin Griffin.
Here we go, 1-3 hump, man.
We have ourselves a ball game.
Here we go, 1-3 hump, kid.
9-7 game here in the bottom of the sixth. Standing in there is Griffith, and he'll take a swing at the first pitch. Chops it foul. Griffith singled his last time up. And was left stranded. Here's the delivery. This ball high, ranging there, is a right fielder, gets it in foul territory, hauls it
Griffin,
in for the catch.
Griffin fouls out to the right fielder for the third out in the inning.
But what an inning it was for the Gillespie Miners as they score 3 runs in the inning to make it a 9-7 game. We'll be back with the top of the seventh. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Gavin Matouche stands in for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Suddenly, insurance is no longer a luxury. Toppers up by two. Another run or two would be nice from their perspective. Here's a pitch from Link. Another inning of work. This one upstairs. 1-0 Matouche. Delivered an RBI shot the last time up. Pitch in the dirt there. Cameron Link. Pitch in there for a called strike. Two and one count. And catches the outside corner this time. Moves the count to 2-2. Link trying to keep this a two-run game. Rocks fires. This one fouled out of play on the Gillespie side. Toward the school, if you will. Oh, here's a delivery. Let me tell you, that one looked like it was stuck in quicksand. It felt like it moved about 24 miles an hour, and Matouche all of a sudden found himself going from fast-pitch baseball to slow-pitch softball, and it was a rough transition, a strikeout there for Matouche. Now here's Willman. Boy, right now, Link is just bringing all the heat he has. You talk about leaving it out on the field. That's what he's doing right now. Throws it outside. You don't want to go for too much mustard. Boy, he is really. Throws a blowtorch shot right down the pipe for strike one, 1-1. Really bringing the heat here in the top of the seventh. And this one goes low, 2-1. Got a little extra spring in his step, I think, after that rally. Well, here's a pitch. He gets a lot of torque out of that windup, too. He brings it. Willman chops the next shot foul, and it's a 2-2 count. Two-two offering. This one catches the inside corner. Man, you talk about changing speeds.
Willman strikes out looking for the second out in the inning. They'll bring up the leadoff
Link
here.
With
number three,
most impressive inning
away.
Back-to-back strikeouts. I mean, he was out there as a flamethrower, but there were a couple of pitches where he put the brakes, just kind of like a fighter jet in a dogfight, hit those air brakes, you know, like you see the brake lift up behind the cockpit of a fighter jet, and then the other aircraft passes them. That's what his pitching has been like here in this inning. Here's a first pitch inside to Dylan Smale, the leadoff hitter. Smale has scored a couple of times today, doubled and singled. Leadoff hitter getting the job done today for Hillsboro. There's a shot down a right field line. And for the
minor. Smale flies out to deep right field for the final out in the inning.
Trying to track it down.
In the top of the seventh inning,
boy,
the Hilltoppers score no runs on no hits.
That final out. So three outs to go. And, folks, I think you know that anything can happen in this contest. Gillespie making a game of it, down by two. What will they do in the bottom of the seventh? Stay with us to find out. You're listening to postseason high school baseball on WSMI. As John Rooney frequently says in the Cardinal broadcast, switch the inning, mind you. It's a 2-9 seventh inning for the Gillespie Miners.
Here we go, Jay.
Down by a pair. And here is the first pitch from Declan Riggs to Zane Cunningham. Outside for a ball. 1-0 pitch catching inside corner. And it's a 1-1 count. 6, 7, and 8 hitters for the Miners. Here's a pitch inside. 2-1. Shot foul over the screen. And it's 2-2. Good crowd on here to out here to watch this one. 2-2 goes outside, and the count will go full. Second pitcher of the day, Declan Riggs. Pitch upstairs, a high, hard one. And a swing and a miss from Cunningham.
Strikes out swinging for the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning.
They called the payoff pitch.
The right fielder,
and the payoff
eight, Zach Reinisch.
Will go to Riggs. Two outs left now for the Miners. Zach Reinisch will have to get it going. He struck out his last time up. Pitch upstairs, 1-0. Riggs getting a little boost from that strikeout. That was another duel. Pitch on the outside corner, 1-1. There's a swing and a miss. 1-2 as he took something off. Reinisch now in a hole. Eight and nine hitters waiting in the wings. Swing and a miss. And what a masterful start here in the bottom of the seventh. Two down quickly, back-to-back strikeouts. And it's up to Anthony Rivas to keep it alive.
Reinisch strikes out for the second out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Due up to center fielder number 7, Anthony Rivas.
Rivas started a three-run rally last inning. He walked and scored. Takes a look at the first pitch. In there at the letters. In for a called strike. Now down to the last two strikes. And there's a pitch outside. 1-1. Riggs, boy, you can just see the adrenaline. He's up there pumping. He's bringing a little extra heat himself. Here's a swing and a miss. As he changes speeds nicely and... Now, the Gillespie Miners down to their last strike. After a couple of valiant rallies today, it may all come down to this pitch. Riggs, here's the 1-2. This one, a rocket shot out of the reach of the catcher, no consequences. That one got in the jet stream. And Rivas now with a 2-2 count. Just trying to get on. Four free passes, one hit by pitch in that mix. Here's the 2-2 offering. This one on the outside. Outside of the zone. Offers swings and misses. Rivas goes down on strikes. Back to back to back. Strikeout, striking out the side. Great job in relief by Declan Riggs. What a ball game. 9-7. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers will advance to play the winner.
Congratulations to the Hillsboro
of the Pena Panthers and the New Berlin Pretzels. Stay tuned. We'll wrap it up after this. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMR. Well, a 9-7 victory for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. They will face the winner of Pena and New Berlin, who are facing off today. Hayden Grossenheider with a great tone setter, a home run in the second inning, a strong outing going most of the way for the Hilltoppers, battling back from adversity. So he and Homer's in the second to put the Hilltoppers on top 1-0. Dylan Smail doubles and scores in the third. 2-0, things looking good for the Hilltoppers. And then Gillespie exploding for 4 runs in the third, including Cameron Hailstone with a monster 3-run homer. And that tilted the scales in favor of Gillespie for a time as they took a 4-2 lead. And then Hillsborough breaking through in a big way with a 5-run fifth. That 5-run fifth featuring a double from Drake Vogel. That was a monster hit. Jake Teakin with a single. Dylan Smail with a single as well. And again, Hillsborough opportunistic. Declan Riggs with a big hit, taking it the other way. Ian Malloy also collecting an RBI hit as well in that inning. So Hillsborough jumps on top, 7-4 coming out of that inning as they erased that 4-2 deficit. And then Gillespie showed they weren't done as they fought back. 2 more runs for Hillsborough in the top of the sixth. But Gillespie with a great sixth inning of work. They took advantage of free passes. And Cameron Hailstone with another big hit, a double to drive home more runs and make it a 2-run ball game. What a contest. 9-7. A tense contest indeed all afternoon and evening long, and hope you enjoyed it. Well, we'll continue to update you as we continue to bring you postseason baseball and softball. Continue to check the sports schedule on WSMIRadio.com. It's been a privilege to call this one. Thanks for the hospitality from the folks here at Gillespie High School. We will see you again. More postseason baseball coming up on Saturday. I'm Sean Bellett saying so long from Gillespie on 106.1 WSMI.